Polls show most Americans currently view the economy as strong, and President Donald Trump takes credit for that.
We probably have, right now, the strongest economy in the history of our nation.
But some analysts expect growth to weaken.
During the election, he was always talking about 3, 4, 5% growth. We're not going to hit that at all. I would be surprised if the economy for 2020 exceeds 2% real growth.
Trump blames the slowdown on media reports, saying they may create a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And where the media is trying to beg in, oh, they want a recession so badly. Oh, the word.
Some analysts see this as the president hedging his bets on the economy.
When the economy is struggling, people tend to blame the incumbent administration for those problems, and that makes them more likely to want to seek out change, a different type of leadership from a different party, in the hopes that perhaps they could do better.
Trump has urged the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates to zero or even below. That would allow the federal government to refinance its debt at a lower cost. Trump says it's unfair for America to pay a higher rate than other countries, including the Europeans, who on Thursday announced another rate cut to minus 0.5%.
Today's decisions were taken in response to the continued shortfall of inflation with respect to our aim.
With negative rates, banks have to pay to hold their money rather than lend it out. Analysts say lower rates will help the federal government save money, but the real issue is the level of debt.
We promised that we would eliminate the debt. Actually, the debt has increased under the president rather dramatically.
Despite the president's urging to do more, the Fed is expected to make only a modest quarter point cut to buffer against growing uncertainties.
Political factors play absolutely no role in our process, and my colleagues and I would not tolerate any attempt to include them in our decision making or our discussions.
As the trade war with China affects American farmers and manufacturers, Trump is considering another round of tax cuts that he says will be very inspirational. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.